We're continuing in the Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos HaPeres, Halacha Hey, the end of the last paragraph, Chof Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here the difference, the heart and the brain he's going to talk about here, the heart and the mind. Ki afilu ma she'odom roye be'einayim gashmim o'ibeinei asechel, she'zeh b'chin asdas, ke'einayim al shim ha'chokman emra. Because even that which a person sees with his eyes, or he understands with his brain, which is das and chokhma, that effort is referred to as listening with the ears, understanding with the ears. Shu b'chinas hisboinenus. That's the concept of understanding. In other words, a person knows something, he's aware of it, he has the knowledge, but it's not until he understands it fully that he knows it on a level well enough to use it, you know, to actually do the right thing, to translate that into Maisim Toivim and Negating of Maisim Ruim. Sheshomea umeivin hadovor heitev be'emes, where he hears, he understands, he listens well enough and understands well enough to the point where his heart is affected in a big way. It goes deep into his heart. Rav Nosson Zal says, till the person is zeicha to understand fully and do tshuva, complete tshuva from all the taivas rois and midos rois, from kinetai and kovoid, and thereby be cured. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well, so that you'll be zeicha to do the right thing, because he's explaining something very deep here. He's telling you, he's answering the question, how could you have thousands or tens of thousands of Jews that are learning and learning and learning? And yet, many of them, Rachmanu Litzlan, are cases. Many of them belong behind bars. Many of them are criminals, whether it comes to financial matters, or derech eretz, or get up late for davening. These guys are learning and learning, and they're doing all the wrong things. How could that be? What does that mean? The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal explains here, that there's a concept of moyach, there's a concept of seeing something, a person sees it and understands it on a certain level, that he can read it, he reads it, he can interpret it, he can translate it, but that doesn't mean that he really understands it well. Because when a person understands something totally, absorbing knowledge is a concept of chachma or das, but the concept that as the Pasuk says, v'yodato hayoyim, but there's a whole second level called v'hashevoiso levovecho. There's a second level of understanding it, where the person understands it well enough that it gives him the strength that he needs to actually make it lamaisa, to actually translate it into changing himself completely, into conforming what he learns with what he's taught is the right thing. The fact that he knows it's right doesn't yet mean that he's going to make that into maisa, that he's going to do the right thing. And Rav Nosson Zal says, that's the ikar. You know, that's the most important thing. And that's this concept of the nekud el yoyna. The lev was the nekud tachtoina, he said. The lungs, he spoke about the rea, which corresponded to the ears. That concept of the havona, a real havona. Enayim was the arye, nekud el yoyna. And lev was nekud tachtoina. And the connection between them was this, the rea. This hamshocha, this level of understanding where a person communicates, where his brain is connected to the heart well enough that the heart is receiving everything from the brain, and whatever the brain is learning, the heart is translating into lamaisa. Because the heart is the place. There's a pasuk, leiv chacham, leiv minoy, leiv ksila smoyla. The milchemes hayitzrim is in the heart. That's where the main milchama is. Even though on one hand there's hirhurim, there's machshavos toivos, machshavos rois, that's where it begins. But as far as being ruling, developing a rulership over all parts of the body, shmiras einayim and everything, midos toivos, developing midos toivos and eliminating midos rois, that milchama is taking place in the heart. V'zeh Boruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Oisin Eflois Levadoi. Rav Nosson Zal is going to take that pasuk now and that paragraph now and tie it into these three nekudos. There's a pasuk that says, "Blessed is Hashem who performs miracles by Himself." oisei ze bechinas nekuda tachtoina, she bechinas asiya. The term oisei refers to the lower level, asiya. Levadoi ze bechinas nekuda elyoina. The word levadoi, alone, only Hashem, like Hashem alone, that's the concept of nekuda elyoina. Niflois ze bechinas aleph hanal. And the term niflois is this concept of pele, the aleph we spoke about. Shubchinas pele, shubchinas bekiyas balocha kanal, shubchinas niflois. That's this understanding, a deep, deep understanding of Yiddishkeit, which is referred to as niflois. Ki ha halochois heim niflois tomim deim. Because this limud of halocha, of knowing how to serve Hashem ba'aliyah ubiyarida, as we learned earlier, this is something that's very, very deep, very profound. Shaleim Nemar, about that, the Pasuk says, Ki pole mimcho dovor lamishpot, as we learned earlier, that this is mamish pele, the boki ba'alocha, boki barotzi, boki b'shoi, boki ba'aliya, boki b'yarida. Vezehu uboruch shem kevoidoi li'oilam, zebechinas kevoide lekim, shezoichen alidei ze, alidei heoras viskashrus, nekuda al-yoina benekuda tachtoina. Rav Nosson says the next Pasuk tells us what the Jew is zoichet to when he connects the oisei, the nekuda tachtoina, to the levadoi, through this niflois. He's zoichet to this great kovoid. V'yemolei chvoidois kol ha'oretz, ze b'chinas molei chol ha'oretz kevoidoi, she b'chinas kvoidoi lamhaze, b'chinas kvoid malochim, shenichlal b'chinas kvoid alikim. And the words, v'yemolei chvoidois kol ha'oretz, I'm sorry, first he said, Uboruch Shem Kevoid Eliyolam, that referred to the upper level Kavoid. And then, V'yimolei Chvoid Eskoloritz. Why does the Pasuk mention Kavoid twice? It's referring to the upper Kavoid and lower Kavoid. And the ability to plug the lower Kavoid into the upper Kavoid. Shezeh Zoichen Alidei Tikun Hu Aleph. Person is Zoichen to that through by making the Tikun of the letter Aleph. Shubchinas pele, bechinas oisei niflois levadoi. That the niflois, it's that aleph that connects the oisei to the levadoi. The nekuda tachtoina, the aleph is the picture of nekuda elyoina, nekuda tachtoina, and merging them together. Kvoid elikim, kvoid malochim, and merging them together. Vezehu omein viomein, and this is why it says omein viomein. Omein ze bechinas hiskashrus. Uchlolius kol ha'ilamois tachtoin belyoin. Bechinas klolius viskashus, bechinas nukuda tachtoina benukuda alyoina, alidei tikkunat shuvanal, shubchinas aleph, shaydeze nestakin akoil. He says that omein represents the binding and the merging together of lower world and upper world, nukuda tachtoina kolyoina, through the tikkun of tshuva, which is the bechin of aleph, through which we're mesakin everything. How? He doesn't explain. I don't know why. But I know that Rav Rosenblatt taught us that the word Omein is actually the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Malchus, Nekuda Tachtoina. Yud Kei Vav Kei compared to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Nekuda Elyoina. It's this concept of upper and lower. That's why the Gemara says that Godol Ha'ina Yoisim Anam Avorech, that a person who answers Omein is showing Hashem more respect than the person who said the bracha. Why? Because the person who said the bracha only says one name of Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The person who answers Omein, Omein is the Yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's a combination of both. Should be zeichet to understand what we learned and to put it into good use. To be zeichet to this, via that, to know that the purpose, the tachlis of learning, is to absorb the knowledge first. That's step one, v'yodata hayoyim, and step number two is v'hashivoysa v'avavecha, to be able to pass it into our hearts, where this battle is taking place, this the whole test of bechira between toiv and ra, to be able to translate what we learn, to understand what we learn so well, that it mamish, that we're able to use it, you know, to apply ourselves to it completely, and to modify ourselves, to adapt to what we learn. Make it lamaisa, to actually translate it into changing himself completely, into conforming what he learns, with what he's taught is the right thing. We're continuing in the Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal says that Hilchas Birchas HaPeros Halacha Vav Nichleles Bilchas Netilas Yadayim Halacha Vav, meaning that if you look under Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, in chapter 6 over there, you'll find that part of it discusses Hilchas Berachas HaPeiros. He says you can consider that the sixth halacha of the section called Berachas HaPeiros. With this, we conclude Berachas HaPeiros, and now we begin Hilchas Berachas HaReach u Berachas HaDo'ah.